from the world's great literature of pure excitement. A new series frankly dedicated to your horrification and entertainment.
Greetings from the prison industrial complex. You are listening to the Notes from the Pen podcast. And this is another installment of Filling in the Blank with Ladies Wear, where my perpetually infuriating friend from childhood tries to fill in the holes of my Swiss cheese brain and memory through recollections that he somehow stores, which makes a lot of sense. You have a lot of your, like, hardware or software upstairs for you that would normally go to, like, common sense and, like, problem solving is just memory. It's just, like, all relegated to have a great memory. And then the viewers know our history as it pertains to the show, like, non-recorded episodes and all this stuff. And we just spent about the last 25 minutes of a certain selected block of time trying to figure shit out, and it was a very three-two stooges, and but we're here now, and I'm with Ladies Wear. What's up, Ladies Wear?
What's happening? Yep, pretty frazzled with this whole mixer thing. Did spend 25 minutes to get no results.
Well, it seems to be working now, and I'm really reticent because what did I tell? I said directly, I said, okay, so, like, let's figure it out because our relationship cannot withstand another non-recorded gem. So if you hear this, we're still friends. I guess if you don't, you'll just wonder why we're not friends anymore, because this won't be, like, evidence. There will be nothing. You'll just be like, whatever happened. But we put out recently the lost tapes of Ladies Wear, where it's like our first successfully recorded full-length one, and I've got a lot of positive feedback from a lot of people, and so we're back. I think people like seeing me perpetually annoyed, just all the other shit roll off your back. What did you have planned for today, Ladies Wear? Wait, hold on. Let me just say this real quick to the viewers. We have a couple things in the can, but I just didn't deem them worthy. But there was one. I got to do a better a job of vetting some of these. And this one seems like it's a decent idea. And as far as shows go, I usually prepare a little bit. Like, I'll take notes on a theme I want to do and, like, think about it. This is the only version of the show, other than with Doug, that I do where it's completely off the cuff. Don't know anything about it except maybe, like, the kind of direction you're going to go. So with that being said, without further ado, what you got for us?
Well, first I'd like to say thanks for all the feedback from the last episode, because I really like that.
Sure.
All the viewers out there love the support. Fuck you, Mitch. I promised you that I'd shit on you, and you're a real piece of shit, so I just wanted to get that out there. What I have...
You want to explain... Mitch is a guy that was became a punching bag for me and the captain. It's specifically me. I would really go in on him, you know, in a joke. He asked, like, this really innocuous question, and then I was just red-ass that day and decided, for those who haven't listened to the whole series, I just started shitting on him, like, viciously. Like, you're a piece of shit, man. And then we realized he was still at the beginning episodes. So he's listening and, like, leaving comments, like, the show's great, thanks. Oh, he's just so positive. And we realized, oh, shit, he hasn't heard the episodes where we shit on him. And, like, and so I thought one of two things is going to happen when he catches up. He's either going to be devastated and be done with it, or he's going to have a good sense of humor and push through. Now, I haven't heard from the guy since the captain was around. So I was like, yeah, probably the first one. He probably was too much for him. But then recently, Ladies Wear, you've been interacting with him. And so just to fill the viewers in, so it's been like a longstanding joke of us shitting on him. And,
yeah, I sent in a recorded message of him asking about the four-wheel drive or something like that. I can't remember what it was. But, yeah, we've been shitting on him, and that's not going to stop.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're here, Mitch. And I think I'm going to take the other person. So only because your nemesis is now Ladies Wear, I'm naturally inclined to have your back on this. Because, like, when you were telling me this, I was like, so what'd you say? Like, realizing that he might have, you know, he's a nice guy, and he might have not been to, and you were just like, fuck you, man. I'm like, I think when we did it, he was probably pretty sure that it was, you know, in jest, but you just jump right out the gate, and now you two have a feud, and Mitch, I'm on your side, so.
Yeah, well, so. Fuck both of you. Mm-hmm. You know, that
so
just
what,
makes you a bigger piece of shit.
So what do you got for us today?
All right, so I've got a old memory that's had some psychological effects on me over the years that I'm just now, since I'm sober, starting to realize the actual severity of this memory. It starts out with us, I don't know how old we were. We're probably 13, 14. We're trudging along through the neighborhood looking to cause trouble, and we come across a vacant house that's being built under construction. And you and Ruben convinced me to take a shit in the house. Me being the person I am, wanting to impress and get jokes and laugh, I instantly think this is a great idea. So I dropped trowel, and I started to take a dump. And I'm about halfway through the dump.
Where was it? Was it in the bathroom or the living room?
It was just like still brick. It was still.
I know, but it was. You can tell where.
I feel like it was a bedroom in the corner.
They had a roof on it, shit already.
Yeah, but I feel like it was in the corner of a bedroom.
Yeah.
So I'm midway through the joke, which means the turd has not hit the ground or left my butt. It's somewhere in limbo. As soon as I'm doing it, I'm thinking this is so funny, only to have you guys come around the corner and start pointing and laughing and degrading me, right? And I realized a lot through this experience of like, so I didn't think the joke out at all, right? I was just trying to impress you guys, and total backfire, right? So now I'm completely mortified. I'm shitting in front of my friends, which is embarrassing enough.
And you can't stop because it's already...
No. Yeah. I was fully...
What were we doing? Were we saying something like this? Because when you had mentioned like this trauma about... It all slowly came... Which is my favorite. The reason we even have this series on the show is because it triggers something. I have to really dig through the dust and start... dusting off old, like, oh, I do. Oh, was it Vince's house? Rest in peace, I guess he passed away. Who, you know, like, it was down there that you described it was. Like, that was Vince's house. That's why he was like a nemesis from another street over who ended up moving on our street, and his house was getting built, and so he told you to do that. I'm just guessing, was the type of making fun, like, were the insults we were shooting at you? It seems like I would have went with this back then. I definitely would have did it now. Would do it now, but it seems like back then, especially with Ruben, that it would have been like this. What? You're actually doing it? We were just kidding. You're fucking disgusting. I can't believe you're actually shitting in this fucking house like 5 minutes after we told you to. By the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Was that the
that was the
angle?
Yes. Oh yeah. All the way down to making fun of the actual turd and how gross this piece of shit was, which of course it was. But I mean, the whole gambit. You know, what would make you do something like that? You're disgusting.
You're an animal.
Just complete belittling. And I'm in the most vulnerable position a human being can be in. I've got my pants at my ankles and I'm shitting, right? So there's like no defense.
We're like,
right?
What are you going to do to wipe? You're just going to air dry? You're fucking disgusting, dude.
Oh, yeah. That,
beat you.
That was intense. That was the worst part about it was I did not think the joke through, and I had no toilet paper, so now I'm shit-ass.
Tyvek.
It's 112 degrees out in Florida. I'm 12 years old, and we've got at least a mile hike to wherever we're going. So the whole mile, we're walking back. You guys are just, ew, gross, man. You fucking stink, and you got shit on your ass, and just completely belittling me to the point where it had psychological damage on me to this day.
Yeah, That's the interesting part to me, because one of the things that I think lets our dynamic work where people like it, and I told you this the other day, and this is completely real. Like, I guarantee you Rubens listens to this, and it's like, that's exactly, nothing has changed as far as dynamic life. You infuriate me. I can say the meanest, most belittling shit to you, and it doesn't really faze you. You'll go, like, the most I'll get out of you is like, yeah, well, I don't know, you know. But it seems like this has some sort of perm. Well, maybe we just assume it doesn't bother you. Maybe some of it actually does. And when you brought this up, you said it had psychological, and this is how big of a piece of shit I am. You're like, yeah, this big monumental psychological damage done to you. I don't even remember the event. Like, and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that was a small one. But for whatever reason, it stuck with you. It affected you. Let's get into that. How has it affected you? The fact that you, first of all, no one made you do that. And by the way, you are disgusting.
Yeah.
You are. Like, why would you do that?
You know, my nickname around here now is Stinky. Like, everybody calls me Stinky. So that doesn't help with the psychological damage.
So what? When did you notice effects, and how did you link them to this this one event?
So I was living at a facility that was a drug and alcohol treatment program. It's a year long, and I stayed with like 30 guys at a time, like 30 men trying to straighten their lives out and stuff. And they're men, right? And they're like farting and shitting and doing all these things. And I'm like, you guys are gross. And I think I'm taking the high road. Like, I won't fart in front of people. And I don't shit when anybody's around because I feel like, you know, in my mind, I was thinking, like, this is a nice thing to do. This is a respectable thing to do.
Yeah.
So
you're a classy guy all of a sudden.
Yeah. So part of the program is you know, you dissect your personalities and your defects and stuff like that. And you take a really hard look at something. So I really started taking a hard look at my shitting
habit.
My bathroom habit.
Yeah.
And I realized that no one in 3 years at this facility has heard me fart. And no one in 3 years has interrupted me while I was taking a shit because I time it out. Well, now I live on my own. I live with my girlfriend at her house, and we live an hour and 15 minutes away from the facility, and I don't shit or fart in the house either. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'll
you
go
haven't
to the point
shit in
of
the
like,
house, even when she's gone?
No. Won't shit in the house. She's always there when I'm there. There's no point where I'm there and she's not there. It works out to work. So I'll drive an hour and 15 minutes, sometimes doubled over, like, oh, God. And I won't stop.
You have 1 minute remaining.
I won't stop at a gas station because there's a chance that somebody could interrupt my shit. So I have to, like, really schedule my day out around farting and shitting.
Oh, my God. Hold on. First of all, I didn't know it was this serious. I thought, like, you just kind of you had a little PTSD. So in your mind, at any moment, someone's going to kick the door open, and it's going to be me and Ruben pointing at you. Going,
could be.
Like, I have this, I like to picture that you were in some sort of, like, hypnosis regression in therapy, and they're like, what? And you're like, no, and there's, like, giant rolls of toilet paper, like, rolling towards you.
Yeah.
And people just pointing, like, yeah, shit, you had just the nastiest swamp ass when you were fucking walking that mile. Oh, I do remember some. And so you won't shit. Does your girl know about this? Is she like, why have I never?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She knows. She calls attention to it because in my sick mind, every time she shits, I go, ew, you're shitting. And I don't know why.
It's like you're scarred and now even like, you're like, you literally, people joke like, girls don't shit. Like, you really want to pretend like people don't shit. First of all, how do you know if that's what it's from? So before you just get to lay blanket blame on your fucking neuroses on us.
Well, because I've done some serious, I mean, I've spent hours thinking about this, and that's the only thing I can trace it back to.
Was to the shame of you dumping in Vince's house. And first prompted by us and then ridiculed by us. We need Ruben on here. By the way, we've talked about Ruben before. He's been MIA. I think I even said he might even be dead for all we know. After Corey died, he reached out to my mom through Patreon, and he would seem not to, and he's been listening for a whole year and hasn't responded, and you know what his reasonings was? And I just know talking about him will make him mad enough to where he'll have to contact. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You brought up a point because the one that aired recently we recorded before this happened, and you were talking about him and just, you said, I know he was just steaming, and I was like, oh, shit. Of course. Even if we were talking glowingly about him, he would be mad because we were. He's so much more even neurotic than I am about, like, shit, and he's so mad that I just said that. So this is, like, also a way of, like, ensuring that I'm sure he's going to he didn't want to reach out because he thought he was a fair weather, would be viewed as a fair weather friend after everything happened, and now that everything's going pretty good. I mean, I'm still in fucking prison, by the way. It's like, let's settle down. Like, he didn't want to be seen like that. And he wrote this really long and thoughtful message to my mom. And it was just good to hear from him. And then haven't heard anything else from him since. But we know he's listening, which is just enough, is enough for me. I just know he's all right. I'd like to talk to him. You got anything bad to say about him, ladies, where that might spur on a little, might trigger some interaction with him?
You remember how nasty his toenails were?
Yeah, I do now. Yeah, disgusting. So you remember what his... Okay, let's just... You want to know how weird and, like, clearly homoerotic, like, teenage boys are, especially really wild, crazy, wild ones like us. We all have seen each other... We dared each other to do naked shit so much, whether it's shitting with no toilet paper, or... We had a thing called Naked Olympics where we would have all these weird sports naked shit. And everyone's wieners, we would, like... I just regressed into a child again. Everyone's wieners were like, we would comment on how weird they looked, right? And do you remember his? We talked about this before, I think.
Yeah, we have talked about it.
I didn't have a nickname for mine. It should have been the oxymoron or some shit. But yours was the cone. His was, you remember?
Yeah, cancer.
Oh, he's going to be, I wonder if he's ever listened to that episode. Where you talk,
he had to have.
You said that. What was it? Cancer dick.
Cancer dick. Yeah. The hot dog that spent too long in the microwave.
Oh, man, he's going to be so mad. All right, so, yeah, you want to put this on the doorstep of me and Ruben, who I claim we're both innocent on this. I think you shouldn't be so fucking sensitive. Is this what led to your addiction and your downfall and adoption of eating fancy feasts on the weekends?
No, it just
like
severely impacted my bowel movements and when I and where I do them. You know what's funny is one time I was sleeping in bed with my girlfriend and I farted and it woke me up and I was so terrified it woke her up. Like, bro,
you almost packed your shit up and just moved away.
Yeah.
Hey, make sure you're talking into the mic. I don't know if you know how this works, but. This is a show, and then there's microphones are things that are made of.
I am talking to the mic.
Popper. All right, well, now you are. So we've been through enough. Now, this is the audio version of you shitting. You know what I remember more about the story is about us making fun of you. Because this is the thing, and Ruben was, now that I'm realizing, Ruben's probably really responsible for a lot of my joy and playing little mind games as like a joke, as a way to shit talk people as they play mind games with them. But I remember joking about, oh my God, you're actually going to do it, only halfway joking there. But then when you had to walk without wiping your ass, being like, no, but seriously, you're a fucking disgusting human being and you shouldn't be around us. So why are we friends with you? Like shit.
To shit on you, me, that's why.
Oh, man. So I guess I would like to say I'm sorry, but in order to do that, I have to admit...
Actually be sorry?
Well, yeah, that too. And this doesn't sound that... First of all, you're an idiot. Like, why... Are you doing anything to get over this?
No, I haven't.
Are you just gonna,
any steps to
so forever, you're just going to drive. You don't have emergencies where you have to just run to... I do, like, listen, so I'm so regular, I'll shit the first thing in the morning. And after I eat, I'll shit again. I shit at least twice a day. But sometimes during count time, you're locked down, and then you have to wait for them to do a round. You can't, like, hang your blanket up, and I'll just be up there, like, holding my stomach, like, come on, motherfucker, come on. And then as soon as I just hang up, just explode, like, blow that.
Well, I've conditioned my body. I'm sure years ago it was probably typical, but once I got sober, I got pretty regular myself, and I used to shit first thing in the morning. That was like part of my thing, but now that I live with her, I don't shit first thing in the morning. I have to wait an hour and a half, 2 hours. So I just conditioned the first week or so.
You gotta do something about it. You can't do this. You can't, like, live your life. It's like your home's like a sacred space that you never drop a log in. It's weird.
Well,
I mean,
This might be a step in the right direction because my girlfriend listens to this. you know, she listens to every episode. So I've never had this conversation with her. So as I'm sure, and whenever this episode comes out, we're going to have a hard talk about my shitting patterns.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's her name again?
Her name is Rebecca, and I love her very
Rebecca,
much.
Rebecca, first of all, I'd like to apologize for whatever damage I did to the man you live with. But I'd also like to apologize for the man you live with and everything that he is. Because you are a saint. And I love him. He's a good guy. See why you like him. And if you ever want dirt on him, just either hit me up or continue to listen to the show, because I'm sure most of
them will know. Hit you up.
Unlike the turds in your house, I'm sure most of that shit will come out at some point.
Absolutely.
You know, we'll be able to go. So, yeah, so this is like an ice spray. This is like, a toilet breaker.
An intervention.
A bathroom breaker? I'm just a wordsmith. Yeah, a bathroom breaker where now you can talk about. See, for me, mine was like getting molested, and I talk about it on the radio. It's like a bit. And yours is not being able to dump in your own house. And are you going to try? You know what would really help you if you want to show this whole neuroses who's the boss? You make her watch you and make her point and laugh at you while you're dumping. What if
so
she
help.
Would be so legendary if she was like, just, you got to do it and this will help. And then she's like, I'll just go, I'll put these, look, I'm in a totally separate room. And then she waited for you to start shitting, and then she kicked the door and started fucking pointing at you and laughing. It's like, ew, you're disgusting.
I don't know.
You just came out and she's got her suitcases packed.
That would, if that happened that
way. You can't even laugh about it.
No.
This has done more damage than I thought.
I would be wrecked.
And like I said, I would like to say I'm sorry, but am I?
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. You're proud.
Well, because it's a ridiculous thing. You know what I mean? You can just, all you got to do is shit in the house, dummy. You think you'd get, like, anxiety, like, trying to, like, if Dr. Phil was, like, walking you through it? He hands you a roll of Charmin, and he's like, go on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think you'd be able to perform?
I'm sure if I was pushed to the point I had to, I would.
Oh, man. Okay, so listen. I don't know where we go with this. Is there a resolution? Here's the resolution. Rebecca's going to hear this, and she's going to talk you through it. Are you going to try to shit in the house?
Yeah, I'll give it a college try.
So what do you need from me? What can I do to help you get over this, to undo some of the damage of my
body? Oh, no, sir. You've done enough damage. You just sit back and watch.
Help, though. Like, how can I? What do I need to tell you? That I was just joking the whole time and I didn't find it utterly disgusting that you walked a mile with shit cakes in your ass crack?
Well, I'll be honest. There's more psychological issues than just my bathroom breaks. Now I have trust issues because of this, so I don't believe a word you're saying.
Don't put that on us. Don't you dare put that on us, Ricky Bobby.
I feel like you're asking to help, but as soon as you start to do something, it's just going to backfire and completely blow up in my face.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. He found the mic again. Now say what?
No, fuck yourself.
I can be trusted. I can be trusted to appropriately curb your behavior through shame.
Not by me.
Listen, you're doing better than me. You're out there, you know, building addicts and their families for whatever they have left in the bank account. You're selling repurposed. You really are doing good. And I missed the whole ladies wear addict, like, you know, rock bottom shit, which both makes me like sad, but it was also when I heard that you went through all that, you were like part of the group of friends that splintered off with like the more surfer type guys, and none of them were doing that. So I was actually surprised to learn that. And so I got to just catch up with you on the flip side when you were doing good and realized that, you know, you haven't changed. So, but knowing about addiction and where you were, you've obviously changed a lot. And how do you for that? Now, if you could only learn to shit in actual toilets instead of unfinished concrete slabs, I think we would be making. What can I do to help? I need, just give me one thing. Do you need me to say something? I'll say it. You needed me to say it was a nice looking dress. Is that what you're looking for?
It was solid. It wasn't wet.
What do you want from me? What can I do? Because Ruben's not going to give you anything. He'll probably cheat on it.
You know, I miss
you would probably
Ruben.
Say, huh?
I miss Ruben.
I miss him too. I know his message to my mom is real fucking verbose and like real like high and mighty ish. You know what I mean?
You know, the only thing I really want to know is what happened with that girl he was living with.
The one that he was friend living. Oh, I wonder how he's such a secret like private guy who'd probably be. We never used his name though.
Yeah, but what if she listened to this and realized?
How could she?
It's possible. I mean, it is possible.
Well, now we're gonna find her. You're talking about the one he lived with as a friend because
yeah,
it was
well,
the
her boyfriend was banging her out. The next week over.
Whoa. You're just going to put all... Okay.
This is already put out.
Whoa, I wasn't going to say none of that. You're a piece. Ruben, I had nothing to do with that. And why didn't we call him Ruben back in the day, by the way?
Well, first off, I'm quoting something that you said on a podcast.
I never said that. I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
I never said
that. He was reading a book in the other room.
You're a rat
fuck. Paper thin wall.
You're a rat fuck, and I never said that at all. But that's crazy you did. Yeah. Something you knew that was going to be put out.
You got nothing to do with because it. It's already out there in the ether. It's on Patreon.
All right, well, this has been enough scatological stuff. And if you're not going to tell me what I can do to help, we're just going to have to wrap it up. You're going to have to work through this and keep us updated on your bowel movements and where they're located.
We gone.
No, we're not. On behalf of Ladies Wear, Ruben, the unleft turd Vince's house and his mom and the contractors who had to clean up your disaster and the pair of whitey tighties you ruined walking to Jiffy and myself, we are gone.
Hi, everybody. Mama C here. For the complete library, full episodes, and bonus content, and mainly to support this cause, visit Notes from the Pen on Patreon. To learn more about body and prison reform, visit our website, notesfromthepen.com. And follow us on Twitter to stay current. This has been another Notes from the Pen production.